Randy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great, Tony. Thanks. Thanks for having me on your program.
Well, thanks for giving us the opportunity to break this story. Why in the world would you want this job?
That is a great question, but it's a real sense that we're in a bad way as a nation. I think everybody appreciates the fact that if we continue to go in the direction that we're moving, you know, 5 years from now, we're going to be really beyond hope in a lot of ways economically and as a nation. And, you know, I'm a dad. In fact, Marcia and I have 12 children, 19 grandkids. And, you know, just to think about turning this $14 trillion debt over to the next generation and just saying, well, we're going off to Florida. We're done. Good luck. I mean, it's just irresponsible. It's wrong. So we have to do what we can to change it. And it just happens to feel to me that what I can do is to communicate. I think I've been blessed with the ability to do that and to motivate people and to say, look, we need to make a change while there's still hope.
We're talking with former Kent County probate judge Randy Heckman, who is from West Michigan. He is a Republican. He is seeking Debbie Stabenow's seat. He's throwing his hat into the ring as we speak. What has been the process for you to decide, yes, this is what I'm going to do? And I know you had to think about it. You're 63. You've had a great life.
Mm-hmm.
You've got lots going on.
Yeah.
Tell us about the deciding factor and what made you decide to get into this fight.
Well, again, it kind of came to me as I began to look at the data, look at the facts, look at my kids, and just consider, you know, I'm a former military man. I was in the Navy for 3 years in Washington right after graduating from MIT, you know, prosecutor and judge. And I love this country. I love all, you know, what's been given to us. We have been given such a gift in this nation. People that have died, you know, to give us what we have. And all the work that went in just to put it together a couple hundred years ago, and it's just we're going to throw it away just little by little economically because we're spending far more than we're taking in. We just can't go on like this. And so I just feel that we need, everyone needs to do something. This is not, you know, it's kind of like 1776 all over again. You know, those farmers back in that year, they had plenty to do other than pick up a musket, you know, and go shoot some redcoats. It's that time. World War II, same thing. People, you know, forgot their differences and said, we have something we have to do here. And I'm telling you, it is a crisis as big as that. This could be the end of our country as we know it. I don't mean to sound alarmist, but just look at the facts. You know, $14 trillion of debt, that's just the deficit. And that is, you know, that's $47,000 for every man, woman, and child in this country. Not to mention these unfunded entitlements liabilities. That's like $106 trillion. That's $300,000 for, we're talking Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid that kind of is hanging over our heads. There's just no way we can do this. Cuts have to be made, and they have to be made soon. And that's going to bring some major pain and discomfort to everyone. But again, my hope is not only to do the cuts, but on the other hand, that people will rise up, you know, that we as a nation, people will rise up and through charities and nonprofits and churches begin to meet, you know, the needs that are going to be there.
All right, let's play devil's advocate. How does an ex-probate judge have the qualifications to be in a United States senator?
Well, you know, when you're basically the people of the state of Michigan, the voters are going to, they're hiring somebody. They've hired Debbie Stabenow for the last couple terms. And, you know, if they feel that she's done a great job, they should keep her in the job. But when you hire somebody, you look to their qualifications. You look to what they've done. You've looked to who they are. But basically, when I've hired people, I look to their character. Who are they? And my hope, my prayer is that people get to know me. Again, I'm far from perfect. I don't walk on water, never have, never will. You know, I just feel, again, that people can look to what I've done and who I am as a human being and my passion. You have no idea that the incredible energy that I feel inside that we've got to do something for the sake of our kids, our grandkids, and for the future of our nation.
Well, folks are going to say, well, Randy, you've been a great judge, but you got budgets to deal with. You have national security. Yeah. We've got all these infrastructure challenges.
Sure,
budget deficits. How are you going to deal with that?
Well, I've run 3 nonprofits since leaving the judgeship. I've had 0 debt in all 3 of those nonprofits. I do not enjoy debt. my dad used to say, it's easy to borrow, it's hard to pay back, and that lesson has stuck with me. And we went, you know, I was in charge of one nonprofit when 9/11 hit, and all nonprofits, maybe other than the Red Cross or maybe some other places, you know, took a real hit, and ours did. We had to lay off people. That's painful, to lay off very good people, but you do that. You make hard choices. So, again, have I run a nation? Of course not. But do I have the character and the desire to fix this thing, to bring healing to this hurting nation? You better believe it.
Debbie Stabenow has millions in her coffers for her campaign. How much cash do you have?
Not very much right now. But I really believe that as we get our message out, as fathers and mothers and grandpas and grandmas and people who care about their kids, grandkids in this nation, as they hear our story, as they hear our heart, I'm not worried about that.
Do you have any support from folks that you can talk about now from the state of Michigan?
Oh, you know, I've got people here and there, friends, pretty much ordinary friends. You know, some in higher places are looking at me seriously, but honestly, I think they're kind of waiting and seeing who gets any momentum as we go forward, and we'll just see how that goes.
What has Debbie Stabenow done wrong that you feel you could do better?
Well, you know, again, this is not a personality contest. When I was a judge, I worked with State Senator Debbie Stabenow, and we had a delightful relationship. It's her voting pattern. She has consistently voted to increase taxes, increase government's involvement in our lives. Certainly the Obamacare, she voted for that two times now. And again, she's of the opinion, I would believe, based on her actions, that she favors government, which now takes one-fourth of the GDP in America, flows through Washington, that she favors even growing that even more, that government's the answer to our problems. I hate to say it's just not true. Government's important. We need government for defense. We need government for criminal justice. We need government for a few other things. But if we can't afford it, there's some things the government should just not be doing. We can't afford to keep doing some of the things that it's involved in. And she seems to be consistently saying that through her votes, the government's the answer to our problems. I beg to disagree.
Oh, you're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. We're talking with Randy Heckman, who this morning on this program has announced his candidacy as a Republican for Debbie Stabenow's position as United States Senator. Just a couple more quick questions, Randy. What's the best thing that's happened in your life?
Oh, having a connection with God, personally, you know, just to be very blunt. And second to that would be getting married to my dear wife of 41 years and having, again, 12 children later and now 19 grandkids, all of whom we are very proud of. So those are the best things that happened to me without any question.
What's the worst thing that's happened in your life?
Oh, boy, that's a good question, Tony. It's hard to say. I mean, there's been down times, but usually it's in the down times that you really grow the most. Trials are painful. Nobody likes them, and we've all had them. We've had reverses, you know, things in career that didn't go exactly the way we wanted them to. But to be honest with you, I just find that those are the times when we actually grow the most. It was C.S. Lewis, I think, that said that God shouts to us, you know, in our pain. And I think that's been my experience. And again, if we can hear it, that helps.
Randy, I know that you are formally going to announce on the state capitals on Monday. Give us a little information about that.
Well, the plan would be that we will be there approximately 11:15, 11:30 to get started to make that announcement.
All right. We're going to drag you back on this program, kicking and screaming on Monday, to get your take on what's happening over the weekend. We appreciate the opportunity to have you on the program. We followed Rick Snyder and all the candidates week by week through their campaign, and we hope to have the same opportunity with you.
Well, I sure appreciate it, Tony. Thank you.